Sometimes the light keeps shining on truckers. I'm David Brancaccio. Money is a solution to some problems. Walmart is using it to untangle kinks in its supply chain. The largest retailer in the U.S. is raising starting pay for drivers of long-haul trucks. It'll be $110,000 a year to start, up from $90,000, which was already at the high end of the industry. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Well, David, we know there's a worker shortage and wages are going up, but Walmart's pay hike for heavy truck drivers is above and beyond the national average in terms of wage increases in the last year. The headline-grabbing number, $110,000 a year, is the high end. The low end of their salary range is $95,000. And I looked for some comparisons, a bit apples to oranges, because government data is for average wages, not starting salaries. But still, the average pay for a commercial pilot is only a bit more than the top-end starting salary Walmart is offering for truckers. That's how much they need them.
And it's not just the surging economy creating such demand for drivers?
Right. It predates the pandemic and has gotten worse. Competition is fierce right now for people who can drive 18-wheelers across state lines. A lot of those drivers tend to be older. It's a tough job. So more tend to retire in a year. And with the pandemic, fewer new recruits went through trucking schools in 2020. By one estimate, there's a shortage of some 80,000 truckers. Now, there's still 2 million on the road, but it's a shortage. And to give you an idea of how serious a shortage that is, the infrastructure law Congress passed includes a provision to let teens drive trucks across state lines. Before that, you had to be 21 at least. So they're trying to find new recruits, and Walmart is throwing money at the problem, David.
All right. Did you say teens? We got the latest government data on consumer debt this morning, and borrowing was up a lot in February, but back then was a different world, given what's happening with interest rates now. Let's take the Marketplace Economic Pulse today and many a Friday with Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Morning.
Good morning, David.
So more debt, $40 billion. I mean, with the job market this strong, we need more debt?
What you're seeing is the tail end of a huge increase in cash out mortgage refinancing, which is something we really haven't seen in the U.S. since 2006, but it took off last year and provided something like $300 billion in additional spending power, but it's over now.
Yeah, because if you're following at home, my friends, you did notice his past tense, right? Because interest rates are going up. Who's going to refi? And so they won't take cash out.
No, that's right. And there is still credit growth, though. People are borrowing, and we're seeing the fastest growth in credit card debt in a while. But to me, looking back historically, that's often a sign that we're about to see a downshift in spending.
Which is, by the way, the point of central bank policy, is to get us to do a little less here to take the zing out of inflation.
Well, that's right. And it is sort of a reminder that while we rely on the Fed to beat inflation, that the pain is felt by consumers, and it's felt in a way that it's really similar to inflation itself.
Chris Lowe, Chief Economist, FHN Financial. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
The Dow at the moment is down 46 points, a tenth of a percent. The S&P is down 0.5%. The NASDAQ is down 1.3%. Now, a week ago, the 10-year interest rate was 2.39%. Today, it's 2.71, so 32 basis points higher. In the U.S., it's deadline time for colleges, universities, and other institutions of higher ed. Schools have until midnight tonight to apply for grants. These are to help students meet basic needs. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
When Heather Greiner was a counselor at the Community College of Baltimore County, she realized students' needs went beyond academics and interpersonal problems.
Students weren't coming to me with, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend issues. They were coming to us because they were going to be evicted.
So the college started helping students with rent, electric bills, healthcare, bus rides, food.
It kind of takes another thing off my back.
Akira Tisdale is a student at the community college. During the pandemic, she was in charge of buying groceries for her extended family and was often short on cash. Her school, with funding from the American Rescue Plan, gave her gift cards to local grocery stores.
So that just helped me breathe a little bit more and focus on my education better.
The idea that colleges would provide this kind of help is relatively new, according to Bryce McKibben with the Hope Center for College Community and Justice.
I think there was a presumption that college students would just figure it out. They're adults. They'll be fine. In reality, we know adults are struggling at significant rates.
Research from the Hope Center finds that 3 in 5 students in the U.S. are struggling, and that affects how many are graduating. In Northern Texas, Amarillo College President Russell Lowry Hart started a program to meet basic needs of students after he realized only 19% of them were completing the program.
In the beginning, there was a lot of conversations about, that's not our job, I'm not a social worker, we're here to educate, not to feed.
But after the college opened food pantries, hired social workers, and just started giving cash to students directly, the completion rate went up to 60%. And Lowry Hart says that makes the school more competitive.
Heck yes. We do it because it's what's best for students, but we also have to acknowledge it's what's best for our own economics.
And he says if employers continue to require college degrees, schools need to make sure they're supporting students so they can get them. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick note now on the brief music moments of music. You just heard some right there. Some listeners never notice them, but others, we've learned, are very focused on these grace notes and bridges. So we asked for your input on what to play, I suppose, in the time-honored radio tradition of taking requests. More St. Vincent, maybe? Steely Dan? Now, we sure heard back, including Louis Gentry in Louisville, Kentucky, a fellow of wide-ranging taste.
What I want in music is, you know, I've got 20,000 songs on my phone. Somehow, when you make things disparate enough, there's something about that that is so wonderful. It doesn't jar you. It makes your ears hungry.
Ears hungry now? We put all the songs that listeners nominated into a big old playlist, and we hear the stories behind their choices. Pair your earbuds, dial up a safe audio level, and find the playlist at marketplace.org. We're from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.